Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mehta Parlikar, the co-founder and chief technology officer for Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain. Mehta, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to learning a little bit about blockchain and also your company, Casper Labs. So I understand Casper Labs is at the forefront of blockchain solutions for businesses today. Why is blockchain, first of all, important for businesses to adopt as a best practice? Let's start there.
Well, what we're finding is that a lot of enterprises are looking at blockchain technology very carefully these days. The technology itself has great promise, holds great promise to provide greater trust and transparency, and will allow businesses to actually streamline their operations and get better guarantees around the data within their business.
And to tag on to that last question, what are the challenges most companies have in setting up blockchain, and how do you navigate? I'm sure some companies are overwhelmed with the thought of the transition.
Yeah, we're finding in a lot of the enterprises and businesses we're speaking with that they don't even know where to begin with blockchain technology in their businesses. A lot of people, when they think about blockchain, they immediately think about crypto or they think about Bitcoin. And we're leading the charge in educating, you know, enterprises and individuals, really, that blockchain technology is much, much more than cryptocurrency. It's not something to be afraid of, and it isn't really that different from other infrastructure or technology that you can use in your business. I like to think of blockchain technology as a trust protocol. And if you think of the internet as an information protocol, you know, that protocol disseminates information. Blockchain technology is a trust protocol, and it secures that information that's being transmitted so you can trust it. And there's a lot of really interesting ways in which you can streamline business operations once you get some guarantees around what happened when, who owned something, or have guarantees around escrow type operations where, you know, you want to engage in a transaction with an entity or an individual that you don't know or don't trust. Blockchain technology can be that third-party mediating entity, but it's not an individual. It's a technology. It's a protocol.
Now, one factor that you pointed out that you're there to help educate businesses about blockchain, and that's where it starts right there. That's excellent. Now, how can businesses use blockchain as a strategic market advantage? Talk to us about that.
Well, as an example, we have two customers that we have been working with, and both customers are creating brand new innovative marketplaces for difficult to sell or difficult to discover, basically, markets around the products or products that they're selling. In one case, we have intellectual property or patents, which ironically all happen to be in the public domain, but the ownership of a patent is not publicly known or well-discovered information, making it very difficult to figure out who owns a patent at a given point in time, and if I want to purchase a patent, how I go about doing that. Similarly, with rare items that require special storage, like whiskey casks, we are working with a company to create a rare whiskey cask platform that enables buyers and sellers to connect on whiskey casks using blockchain technology. We're able to create an auction infrastructure that where the auction runs on the blockchain, and buyers and sellers can engage in a marketplace to, you know, trade and transact in these items. Now, for persons that are in the space, or you know, say you have an item that you want to get greater price discovery, being able to move it to this kind of a platform where you can expose your goods and services to a larger, you know, group of people gives you better price discovery, right? And has massive opportunities for customers coming in and wanting to transact on these items.
Well, certainly it's great to have you on to talk to us about blockchain. A lot to learn for sure, and you've got the ball rolling in these regards. Today we're joined by Mehta Parlikar, the co-founder and chief technology officer for Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what types of applications or examples can you provide on the power of the blockchain? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing some details on that.
The example I really like to talk a lot about is clinical trial data, right? So let's look at clinical trial data. So when a pharmaceutical company wants to bring a product to market, they have to actually go through a very detailed audit process of all of their clinical trial data. And many, many times, this trial process alone, which proves the veracity, right, of the clinical data itself. It goes all the way back to the individual collection of the information collected during the trial, right back to the original records to verify that whatever's being collated and reported to the FDA is accurate. Imagine if you could just put all that data onto blockchain, right? You can anonymize it, or you can even have a private blockchain instance that will give you guarantees that that data was recorded as it was collected and never, never altered. Well, what does this give you? It makes it possible to shave off significant amount of times in the audit, right? The audit of clinical trial data is double the time of the trial data itself. Now, if you could shave that off to like a fraction, right, instead of being 200x or twice as much time, to just a fraction of that, you can bring drugs to market with a lot more transparency, a lot more trust, and a lot more authenticity around the clinical trial data. You can trust that data a lot more. And as a result, you can reduce the amount of time in audits, making it easier to bring high quality products to market sooner, right? This is how the power of blockchain can really, really be recognized in society as a whole.
Meta, thanks for dropping by and getting us up to speed on blockchain and just kind of opening up the possibilities in our minds of what can be accomplished in implementing blockchain in our businesses. Really do appreciate the information and insight shared. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to add in form of a takeaway or advice in regards to blockchain?
Well, if you're looking to explore blockchain technology for your company, for your software, for your service, give us a reach at CasperLabs.io. Follow us on Twitter. We're at CasperLabs. We're going to be at the World Economic Forum at Davos at the Blockchain Hub. And we would love it if you come by and learn a little bit about the technology and allow us to explore the art of the possible for your business so you can leverage this wonderful technology for the better of all of our futures. Thank you so much.
You're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Again, listeners, for more information on Casper Labs, visit CasperLabs.io. Meta, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much again for having me on.
And again, it was more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Meta Parlikar, the co-founder and chief technology officer of Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain. And for more details, visit CasperLabs.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.